Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. And as many people know, I often say for folks that are in a state of transition, you need to focus on the F's to get an A in transition. And those F's are your faith, your family, your fun, your fitness, your food, and your focus on others. So in the genre of fitness and wellness, what an apt guest to have on the show today, Dr. Jerry Snellings. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hi, Zara. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet your people and to finally be on the air in Tucson.
Exactly.
I love being on the radio.
He says that because you're going to hear that he is no rookie to radio, indeed, having had his own show for 12 years when he lived in another part of the country. Let me introduce Jerry. He brings 40 years of professional development in natural integrative health care to create Snelling Total Wellness. And at his new clinic, by the way, near Speedway in Wilmot, Jerry and his team offer clients an experience of profound personal and spiritual healing based on his training in longevity and anti-aging medicine and variety of modalities you're going to hear about. Jerry's own life path combines a warrior spirit with a desire to help others. Driven by an adventuresome and philosophical nature, his early life included world travel intersected by a changing and developing career in natural and integrative healthcare. Jerry founded a holistic center in London in the 1960s with a unique blend of new and ancient wisdom from naturopath to yoga philosophy and psychology. He then traveled from India to teaching yoga to movie stars in Hollywood and then running a Montessori school as well as a yoga school here in Tucson. So this is a time of him coming back home in many regards. He's a licensed chiropractor with extensive study in applied and clinical kinesiology and metabolic nutrition, and Jerry is board certified in body integration systems. In the mid-90s, he was introduced to Dr. Barry Sears, America's leading anti-aging physician, and 5 years ago became certified as a Brimal practitioner. Jerry actively utilizes the 6 steps of wellness in his current practice, and when he's not busy with that, which he certainly is now, ramping up this new clinic, his personal interests include cycling, martial arts, and all the wisdom traditions. So again, welcome home to Tucson, and
well, are we glad
to have this new clinic.
I thought it sounds like you're talking, I'm a good English kid, like a good Boy Scout, and it sounds like you're talking about someone else. I'm going, gee, I'd like to meet that person.
Well, we'll make sure I can make that happen, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, a new clinic, and you're ramping up, the doors are open
so
and everything.
We are so excited to be here. This is truly the creative epitome of a life that has been really in many ways dedicated to the pursuit of wellness and wisdom and other people. I was, for whatever reason, born with a personal mission to bring change to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways we've done this. I've been in the background of natural, integrative and spiritual wellness from a very, very young age. I was very fortunate in London in the mid-60s to be involved in with a group of people that we had the first kind of holistic center that was open for old people and for young people. Prior to that, the kind of spiritual people in London were the silver-haired ladies in the Theosophical Society.
I was going to say, exactly.
And the countercultural came along, and we just happened to be in the right place at the right time. It was the most, honestly, the most fantastic, easy thing I've ever done, because all of the spirit, this mix of East and West,
yes,
was just ramping up, and all of the spiritual teachers and gurus and wisdom followers that came through England, through Europe, who came to America and became well known in America, I was very fortunate to be right there in the center of it and know most of those people on a first name basis. It was very exciting.
So the question I would say is, so what's taken us so long here in the States? Here we are 50 years later, and in many regards, not perhaps not so much here in Tucson, but certainly other cities in the country, some of this is just not at all acknowledged anywhere close to mainstream.
Well, that's a very insightful question, because we're back in Tucson because Tucson does have that openness.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not looking for a million people that live in Pima County. I'm looking for intelligent, wisdom-based people that can really be open to a very new perspective that I can share our skills with. Why did the transitions take so long? In many ways, you know, the United States is a young, dynamic, growing culture. And it's still based on knowledge and the young, outgoing energy. Knowledge is, look at us in the world, we are the leading culture in terms of moving knowledge through. You know, the computer revolution came out of this. The internet came out of us. And the dynamic business model came out of the USA. But that's something that's built like a fine castle or an edifice. It's brick by brick by brick. It's based on knowledge. Now, wisdom and knowledge we don't have. Knowledge is the known. It's what we know as we use our brain. It's a young, masculine phenomenon. It's what we do. Wisdom is completely different. In I'm trained in the Eastern perspective, and the healthcare of the East is Ayurveda. And the Vedas were the wisdom traditions that were written down in England. But right at the end of that, there's a study called Vedanta, which is the spiritual aspect of the Western world. And Vedanta, the word Vedanta actually means the end of knowledge. And knowledge has to end for wisdom to be here. And wisdom is the innate that we're born with. Wisdom is feminine. Wisdom is empty. Wisdom is like the Colorado River that breaks down the rocks. It's feminine. It's luscious. It's like the rainforest. It's fecund. It's full. But you have to come to wisdom with an empty cup.
That's true, and a willingness and an openness
and
then
a willingness
to try
and
other
openness
things.
And since there's nobody else to speak for myself, because all the people I studied with, and I have been a lifelong student, I have sat at the feet of the masters and I've sought mentors for 50 years. Mm-hmm. It just happens that all the people that taught me, they're no longer here.
And so I would suspect that's also something that's going to happen by virtue of you being here in Tucson, is not just the attraction naturally of clients to seek out your wisdom, but future practitioners. So we are very fortunate to have
that. I hope that can happen, but there are, and I don't really want to get right now into the limitations of the world of healing and stuff. There are reasons that what I possess will be given freely by me to the right people or persons. My wife of 18 years is actually probably one of the best practitioners of what I call this wisdom medicine, based on energy medicine, based on kinesiology practice. And I gave my passion to this, but I find myself, without meaning to, in a place where nobody really has what I have.
And so particularly your intersection, you sit astride this phenomenal network that finally is starting to converge. The word kinesiology, as I mentioned in the introduction,
yes,
that of course you're probably more people are recognize the fact that you were schooled in chiropractic.
Yes.
But if you could just for most of our audience explain, what is kinesiology?
At its very root, it's the ability to test the body as it's presently functioning. We are an expression of our musculature. Everybody knows, you, even when you meet your intimate other, all you've got to do is look in their eyes and the eyes of the soul, but that expression is held by our muscles. So my basic skill is the ability to take the 500 muscles of the body and manually test them by hand. Now, do I need to remember everything? No, I brought my big cheat book here just to show you. I got this big book of stuff, and that's what I use to cheat on a daily basis to remind myself. But I put together, because I studied with everybody, the depth of my knowledge was built up over a 40 to 50 year period. So I always talk about it like it has the depth of Lake Tahoe, which is one of the deepest, clearest lakes in America. But I don't need to go into that depth. With my practice, something happened within. It gelled because of my passion and amalgamated inside me. So what I do is I take stones and skip them across the water.
Exactly.
And then it sort of feeds back through me. For some reason, I don't know, an intuitive process opened in me so that when I'm with the people I'm trying to help, Jerry Snelling, the personality is outside the door, and there's just a flow of wisdom and training. The basic skill of a kinesiologist, a professional kinesiologist trained at my place, is to pull apart what works in the body. And the body is God's biocomputer. It is the series, it is a miraculous phenomenon. It is the crown of creation, and the body can reveal in the right circumstances 100% objectively where it's at. And that means structurally, it means metabolic and nutritionally, and in the deepest sense of the word, it means spiritually, emotional, and karmically, and genetically through the generations. And that is all actually accessible if someone comes with the right motivation,
exactly,
and the right sense of willingness to be present with me. I spent 40 years being 110% committed to this
exactly.
work, and I'm fortunate to be in Tucson with a beautiful new clinic, and I'm just looking for a few people.
They're going to start that out. Well, in fact, just even your choice of words of Snelling Total Wellness is that the kind of clients you have enjoyed having in your other locations when you've been based in California particularly, that they come to you with perhaps what they think is an ailment, but oh, by the way, be prepared to go deeper into Lake Tahoe to understand what could be
if they
at
can
play.
Go. And that's the kind of karmic thing. If they can go, they don't have to go, but there's an invitation to do that. And I mean, I'm 68. I no longer have the energy or the motivation to try and get someone to do what they don't want to do. I'm looking for, you come to me, what are you willing to do? Mm. And I have this little thing where I ask people on a scale of 1 to 10, how much commitment do you have to your wellness? And it's an interesting number because we've been open 2 weeks and we have about 10 people that have come through, and we're starting off our clinic and it's gone. Diane and I are happy. It's moving. People are talking to us, and everybody asks, oh, I'm at an 8. And it's interesting because they don't want to say they're perfect.
Right.
And they don't want to say they're
too.
they're too wimpy on their
right.
care. And they don't want to be judged by me if they think they're not going to add up. And I'm in my world. I've learned that thing about moccasins and walking in other people's shoes. All gurus have earthly shoes. And if you look at the world as the cup half empty, you're just going to see darkness. If you look at the world as, or the cup as half empty or half full, you're going to be exposed to wisdom, grace, and the light, which can flow through a life.
That's right. Well, the uniqueness of your clinic, of course, is that you can draw upon, and you will, the various components of learning that you've got. But really what you're going to give the client is a systems view of things. And that's sometimes for people a very different approach, is they think they're coming in for a hurt knee, and then you're telling them actually what you've got going on is the stress you're carrying in your life,
well,
which is affecting your back.
Well, that hurt knee can go back to a subclinical kidney infection,
exactly.
which can go back to a problem between their ears where they've never processed some intrinsic fear. And the body really does know and has a priority and a protocol that it can share that's not my priority. That's the beautiful thing. If you come in with a metabolic problem, it may show up as structural correction. You come in with a metabolic problem, it may say, look at my electromagnetic world. And the electromagnetic world is everything from the meridian system. And in Hinduism, we talk about the nadis, or
right,
where the force field
sure.
or the keys or the prana moves through. And then it can go out into the esoteric world of homeopathy and chakras and flower remedies and on into karmic issues, you know. And
yeah,
because
and also, I think, you know, you are very licensed and very schooled in nutrition as well.
Well, I spent 40 years studying metabolic nutrition. In fact, it is the reason that I went into chiropractic and kinesiology, because I began this study in America in 74. I did my undergraduate. This is why I was in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
I did my undergraduate in Pima College from 75 to 77, went to Los Angeles College of Chiropractic. But prior to that, I'd had a 10-year career teaching yoga. And I had studied yoga philosophy and psychology with a gentleman who was a brain surgeon and a Sanskrit scholar. And I was in India, and because I'm precocious and just that was my world, and I'm a monkey in Chinese astrology, just like Dr. Zara.
That's it,
we have wide-ranging interests, and we need to challenge our brain.
And we can never stay in a box.
I was in India, and I was initiated as a Swami. So I walked around as the kind of yoga-type person until I came here, and I met Bikram. Bikram was famous for Bikram Yoga. Well, I was the first person that Bikram met when he got off the boat. And I had taught yoga for 10 years. I'd studied Sanskrit. And Bikram recognized that I was intrinsically more pious than him.
I love that.
Because he was on his way to Hollywood with his gold lamé pants and his Hollywood style. But I did get to run his school in Beverly Hills for him when he was going to India on vacation. So I got to teach all the movie stars in Beverly Hills, which was a fun time. It was like serendipitously, the situation in London was serendipitous. The situation in Beverly Hills and Hollywood was serendipitous. I got to teach Michael Jackson, Shirley MacLaine, Paula and Dick Prentice. I'm spacing, but some really beautiful people. And in fact, Shirley offered me a job.
Isn't that something?
As a private assistant. And I was going to all the Hollywood parties. I was sort of in Hollywood.
So be ready for the storytelling when you get a chance. For those of you just tuned in, we're speaking with Dr. Jerry Snelling, and his new clinic just opened here in Tucson 2 weeks ago, Snelling Total Wellness, and that is indeed the website, snellingtotalwellness.com. Jerry, of course, out on your website is quite a discussion of the variety of conditions that you've successfully treated. I mean, everything from assisting patients that have been diagnosed ADHD, all the way to stress, tension, and sports injuries. Is it fair to say that you kind of have the opportunity to walk in almost any space then?
That is actually correct, because we now have integrated this sort of esoteric world that I spent in into a new area that's called functional medicine.
Functional medicine.
And functional medicine is the latest kind of integration of Western and Eastern medicine, so to speak, esoteric wisdom medicine, energy medicine, and Western nutritional science. The nutritional world, the world of nutraceuticals, is moving faster and faster and faster, just like the world of research in Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The world of nutraceuticals is meaning nutritional products, nutritional formulations that do the same job as pharmaceuticals without side effects.
Correct, yeah.
And with this result, this is my training in the last 5 or 10 years. So we're doing blood analysis for general health, but with close parameters. So we're measuring health and not disease.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Like a hemoglobin A1C. The medical normal is 7.1. Outside of that, you have diabetes. But the optimum range is 4.8 to 5.2, and we want to get there through lifestyle modification, through dietary intervention, and the right nutraceuticals. Hair analysis measures heavy metal toxicity. Salivary testing measures hormonal levels and neurotransmitters. We can even bring it down to measuring aging with measuring telomerase, which is how the DNA unwinds, and it's a measure of your physiological age. There are companies that do that we work with. You can measure for genetic SNPs, that's the SNPs, which show up in antioxidant methylation. And then we have tests for gluten intolerance.
So what I hope our...
the last one...
Please.
Which is good, which I'm just trying to give you a one. We measure fatty acid balances, the range of omega-3 to omega-6.
Wonderful.
That's the range of pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory fats in the cell. You have to have some pro-inflammatory fats because that's the cascade that saves your life when you need it. The
Precisely.
Problem is that we are supposed to be anti-inflammatory beings with the ability to go to inflammation, which fights bacteria, viruses,
exactly.
Parasites.
It's always the balance.
If you cut yourself, it clots and it seizes up. The problem is we live in a pro-inflammatory environment. The average American, the standard American diet, you know what we call that? That's the SAD diet.
Yep.
Standard American diet.
It's
pro-inflammatory. So we live as a culture that's ready just to pop off at any time. That's why 50% of the people that get heart attacks or strokes, it just happens. They're dead. They're dead on the floor. I know two of the fastest cyclists in Tucson who, you know, and when you're in your 60s, you're not supposed to thrash yourself.
Right.
And redline your heart all day long.
That's right.
Old guys do that, and I did that half my life, and I'm an athletic. And then we just have this thing on TV just yesterday with Tony Soprano.
Exactly.
Which is tragic. You know, Gandolfini dies at the age of 51. So we have all these hidden things. When you're doing functional medicine and advanced kinesiology with me, we get that straight away. I have to say this, and I say this out of a sense of dedication and commitment and experience and not ego. I have big energy, but my energy is from mission.
Yeah, that's right. And Jerry, in fact, I think what you're saying.
You can get into this and you can do this.
What you're saying, too, though, is that, as always, one of our biggest challenges in healthcare right now is you go to one for this issue, one for that issue, this type of a doctor for here, this one for the So the opportunity
I'm
to come
so
to.
I'm so glad you said that.
The opportunity to come to Snelling Total Wellness is also getting a picture of who you are in totality with an opportunity for the kind of diagnosis and advice that can guide people in a systematic way.
And if I can finish up, because we have an offer for your readers.
Yes.
And I got about 3 minutes left. And this is the classic line. With me, you can take charge of your wellness and you learn how to macro manage your wellness so you don't have to micromanage disease. You
love
must have
it,
heard
yes.
that. It's a line.
Absolutely.
I didn't make it up. I use it. So Dr. Jerry and Diane Snelling are giving a presentation on how to take charge of your wellness through the 6 steps of wellness. This is the ability to experience the magic of your body's own wisdom, learn the latest developments of functional medicine, maximize your lifestyle, consider lifestyle modifications for an excellent brain and a healthy heart, and move beyond emotional and spiritual limitations. We do this class once a month. This next Thursday, June the 27th, is the next class. My phone number is 520-300-6666. You can find me at Snelling Total Wellness. All participants who come to this class will receive a 1-hour complimentary evaluation and will enter a raffle for a complimentary free 4-month treatment program at Snelling Total Wellness. Phone number is 520-300-6666.
And again, the address here, we're just north of the intersection of Speedway and Wilmont off on El Dorado Place. It's Studio F640. Again, it's June 27th, this Thursday. At what time, Jerry?
7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Wonderful. Well, Jerry, and it's really a pleasure to have you. Tucson welcomes you with open arms. Welcome home, and the variety of things that you're going to bring to the organization.
Thank you, Sarah, for your time. And I love Tucson. We're very happy to be back here, and I bring real something different into Tucson.
Absolutely. We're delighted to have you.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.